these fountains shot into the sky, way up into the atmosphere, and hit the canopy of the heaven, the second heaven, which was water. If you, and I don't have time to go into this, but if you study it, there was water up there, but it never had to rain. And when those fountains, which some of them were so vast and wide, they were large as cities, when they broke up, it wasn't just a little spigot going up. These were fountains all over the dry landmass that went up and hit these heavens. And as it hit it, the waters came around. Now, you got to understand something. This was not just a thunderstorm. This was not just rainfall. It wasn't a tornado or a hurricane. This was God's wrath. We have never experienced God's wrath. You haven't. You haven't really experienced the devil's wrath. God is constrained. He can only go so far. And no temptation has taken you but such as is common unto man. And with every temptation, God has made a way of escape. He will not put on you what you cannot bear. If the enemy could, he'd put on you what you couldn't bear. This was God's wrath, intent on destroying everything. Now, understand, there were boats back in those times. There were other boats. People did, they did merchandise, they did trade and all that over the waters. They fished and everything else. But wasn't no boat like Noah's boat. Noah got instruction from God on how to build a vessel that would stand when he poured out his wrath. Notice, no other boats made it. Somebody might have jumped in their boat thinking they didn't go float, but they couldn't stand the rage of what was coming and what was happening. And what I like about it, as we read on, it says that God himself shut the door. He shut them in. Tell somebody, God's shutting you in. See, what is meant to save us is simultaneously going to destroy the evil. It's like that. The life of Joseph, what his brothers meant for evil, God already intended that for his good. That's how God works. So what is intended for us for good is going to be very destructive to the world. Tell somebody, the water level's rising. Give me that chapter back, verse 12. Genesis 11, 12. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Next verse. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of their sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind and all the cattle after their kind and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Time for a shut in. Think about it. Now, Noah, when he built the ark, he had to pitch it within and without with pitch. In other words, it was a substance that would make it waterproof. We actually saw the doors. Now the dimensions of this ark at the Ark Encounter are exactly the way that they're written in the Bible. And we stood before the two big doors on the second level that God said, I'm going to shut the door. So God had to do something. He had to shut the door. And when he shut it, he may have not gotten pitch out or anything, but he made it waterproof. Come on, tell somebody, if God shuts the door, can't nobody open it. If God opens a door, can't nobody shut it. So see, God's getting ready to shut you in. Come on. He's going to put you in a safer place, in a place of safety that nobody can break into. Tell somebody, stop being scared. As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. You got to wake up and smell the coffee. You got to wake up and shake yourself. The fountain of the deep was broken up. In John chapter 7, verse 38, get that up on the screen for me. John 7, verse 38. The fountains of the deep were broken up. We can parallel that to this. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Come on, somebody say rivers. Not a drip. Not just a drip, drip, but he that, now the key, he that believes on me as the scripture has said. That means we must study. It doesn't matter if you've been, if you have a sixth grade education, whether you can't read. I know people that gave their life to God that couldn't read at all, and within a year, 2 years' time, they were reading fluently. God will give you to understand. But that he wants you to believe as the scripture has said, not your own philosophy. Say amen real loud. Not the opinions of men. Not the philosophies of men. As the scripture has said. That's why he gave you preachers to hear. Get you started. There comes a point in time where you start hearing and able to discern, but you still need the fivefold ministry to keep assembling you until we all come into a full stature. Oh, there are times where many of us here, we can hear God for ourselves, but that don't mean that you are an island to yourself. That don't mean that you become disconnected and you all, no, God never, that's like a finger out of joint or part of the body that's broken off the body. How's your hand gonna function if it's not part of the body and connected to the head? See, anything connected to the head has to be connected to the body. Help me, Holy Spirit. How are you gonna be connected to the head, your hand coming out your head? What you gonna do? No, you connected to the body, which is connected to the head. The head is Christ. The body is his family, the church. So we must be properly assembled. That means some of us giving up some of this bogus stuff we do. These bogus credentials we carry. Oh, that felt good. That's talking to somebody right there. All the foolishness, we try to make ourselves something that God didn't make us. Get rid of all that foolishness. Make yourself of no reputation. I dare you. Try it. Humble yourself. God is close to the humble. He's at a distance to the proud. He resists the proud. Out of his belly, out of his spirit, deep will call unto deep. The deep in God will call unto the deep in you. We need to get rid of phony stuff. Foolish stuff. Titleitis. Lust for position. Want to be seen. Want to be heard. Because you're full of yourself. And you're full of opinions. And your opinion is not God's opinion. As a matter of fact, that which is high, I'm coming to you right from the word. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. How can you receive the honor of God that seek the honor of men? People want to be up in there, want that position, want that title. So much so that you go after it in the flesh. But how can you that seek the honor of men receive the honor from God? It's impossible. That which is highly esteemed among men is abomination with God. That's the truth of the gospel. That'll kill a whole bunch of that foolishness. Thanks for the hand clap way in the back. I appreciate every one of them because, see, truth ain't always popular. People, you know, because you're hitting stuff in the spirit that will cause people to assemble if they'll let it go. See, God's raising up a faceless generation. A nameless generation. You ain't got to know my name. Yeah, you got healed. You got delivered. You got your sight. But don't tell anybody who did it. Yeah, your leg grew out. Yeah, that amputation came back. Don't tell them I did it. A nameless, faceless generation. You know, when Elisha died, his grave was open. And the Moabites were coming into the nation. They were about to drop a dead body. They were getting ready to bury someone. And they saw the Moabites, a band of them, spying and coming towards them. So they panicked and just threw the body over into a grave. It was Elisha's grave. Remember, Elisha had a servant named Gehazi. And Gehazi got leprosy because he went after Naaman to get reward. And Elisha said, the leprosy that was on Naaman be on you and your children. And so he didn't have inheritance. He wasn't able to transfer that mantle to him. So there was an anointing still on his bones. But God said, it ain't going to be the Gehazis that want all the name, want all the stuff. He got all that stuff and went and hid it and came and stood before Elijah. Elijah like, wasn't nothing happening. See, we had enough of that foolishness. People hoarding up stuff. Greedy folk just want money, just want position, want the finest of everything. Like that means something in eternity. Hello, it don't mean a thing in eternity. You can't take nothing with you when you leave here. Not a thing. Amen. Feel my passion. You can't take anything with you. Gehazi got all that, but got leprosy. Then Elijah died with something on his bones. They saw the Moabites coming. They panicked. Just threw the body over in Elisha's grave. And the body touched his bones. And there came a transference. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Thank you.